USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. It could be more than a decade before some migrants face a judge.
Some migrants who cross the border seeking asylum have been given court dates in the next decade. Migrants who crossed into Texas were given court dates in Chicago and Florida in the years 2032 and 2035. However, since they have been admitted to the U.S. and given court dates, they can now get work permits and stay in the U.S. until their dates come up in court. I'm John Schaefer.
President Biden is noting progress in the debt ceiling negotiations. Although he said there are real discussions about a deal, Biden added, quote, "We're not there yet." Biden's remarks come as staffers continue weekend talks aimed at breaking the stalemate with GOP leaders. The governor of North Carolina is formally rejecting a GOP-backed abortion bill.
This bill has nothing to do with making women safer and everything to do with banning abortion.
Hundreds of abortion rights activists applauded in Raleigh today as Democratic Governor Roy Cooper placed his veto stamp to the legislation known as Senate Bill 20. The measure would lower the windows for abortions in the state from 20 weeks to 12 and add other restrictions as well. At least one person is dead after a tornado left widespread damage in the community of Laguna Heights, Texas. KVEO-TV reports the storm hit the area near Brownsville at about 4 o'clock this morning. Along with one death, a number of other injuries were being reported. Emergency crews were going door to door to check for possible victims. General Motors is recalling nearly a million vehicles due to faulty airbags. The recall includes the Buick Enclave, Chevrolet Traverse, and GMC Acadia vehicles from 2014 through 2017 with airbags produced by ARC Automotive. GMC says drivers can have the airbag replaced for free. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The University of Idaho is awarding posthumous degrees to four murdered students.
School officials say each of the victims killed in the off-campus stabbing in November will receive degrees in their areas of study this weekend. The 28-year-old Washington State University graduate student charged with first-degree murder in the case remains behind bars. I'm Julie Ryan.
The U.S. may run out of cash if Congress doesn't act soon.
Friday's report by the Congressional Budget Office says there's a significant risk the country could default on its debt in early June without an increase of the debt ceiling, something that Democrats and Republicans are at odds over. The agency did not mention a date when the U.S. would run out of money. House Republicans are demanding steep cuts in exchange for their votes to increase the borrowing limit. I'm Jeremy Scott.
President Biden delivered the commencement address today at Howard University. He urged students to get involved, quote, stand up for what's right, and, quote, put democracy on the ballot in 2024.
Reject political extremism and reject political violence. Protect fundamental rights and freedoms for women to choose. For transgender children to be free.
Howard University is the alma mater of Vice President Kamala Harris. At the movies, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 is expected to have another convincing win at the box office. It scored more than $15 million on Friday across theaters in the U.S. and Canada, setting it up for a big weekend. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.